the summer of 1996, a stray cat showed up at the house. Before we could take the cat to the vet to have her spayed, we found out that she was going to have kittens. Around that time, my grandfather discovered that he was facing a second battle with pancreatic cancer. So that was a long fall, going to college and dealing with other stuff. And the cat had her kittens on my sister's bed a couple days before Thanksgiving that year. And then we had Christmas. And then January 17th, 1997, at 5:40 in the morning, the phone rang. I knew what the phone call was as soon as the phone rang when I woke up. It was my mom calling to let my dad know that my grandfather's battle was over. And so we had his funeral, and we had the kittens. We were going to get rid of three of them. And then came Valentine's Day. It was a day or two before. And I was standing in the kitchen with my mom. She was cooking lunch. I had biology lab that evening. And then as I was standing there, I heard a snap and a snarl. And I looked over, and the one kitten that we were going to keep apparently had jumped into the side of the dog and surprised the dog, and she whirled around and bit it on the head. So I grabbed the dog and pointed her towards the steps to put her outside, and chased her down the steps, and I guess I got carried away and started hitting the dog, which made the dog growl, and things spiraled a bit. But eventually I got the dog outside, and I heard my mom calling. So I ran back up the steps, and the little kitten was laying there on the floor, flopping around with its head caved in. And so we gathered it up in a little box and took it to the vet, and the vet put it, euthanized it. And we brought it home, and we had a little burial. And then I ended up going to biology lab, and I don't remember anything about that lab. I remember going and leaving, and that's about it. In 1999, the dog got to where she was having trouble getting around, and eventually we ended up taking her to the vet, and August 29th, we had her put down. I remember not being able to be there beside of her as the vet gave the shot. I remember my mom saying how it was like Daisy, the dog, was looking for me, but I was standing beside of the van, and then the vet gave the shot, and I guess because that's the end of that story. It seems like most of my stories end up sad. And so, I guess that brings us to the end of another story time with Ed.